slide, please. Thank you. I just want to share with you some findings with the permission of breast cancer care this morning from the Moving Forward programme. Now, some of you in the room will probably be aware of the Moving Forward programme and probably run it within your organisations. But it's a programme of 4 weeks of information and support workshops for patients who've completed treatment. So we spent some time talking to our patients at Guy's saying this is the portfolio of sessions we can offer you, and we run it in conjunction with breast cancer care. So some of the practitioners from Guy's go to breast cancer care, and we're very lucky their headquarters is down the road, so we run it off-site and away from the hospital. The first year, I have to say, by the end of it, I was thinking, I'm not sure whether we're doing the right thing. There wasn't a huge benefit for patients. We couldn't see it. It's taken us a while to get it right, but this year's results are very different. You can see the before and after scores, and I've got my glass on, so I can't see whether that's projecting well or not. But the scores are asking patients about good understanding of ongoing side effects of treatment, understand what I can do to help myself with and beyond breast cancer. I know about the information and support available to me, able to talk about my family and friends, about feelings, and so on. Feeling confident about making future decisions. But you can see that before scores are very low, the after scores are very impressive. And so actually, I've taken a step back and think we do need to continue with this. Because from our point of view, you know, sending members of staff off-site to undertake things it's on our time, and I've been challenged about should we be sending nurses out to do things externally. But I think what we're seeing here very clearly is that we can deliver care and information in other ways that can be very beneficial and not necessarily on a one-to-one basis. Next slide, please.